I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and it's my pleasure to have you tuning in here, and my honor as well. Thank you again. Well, I'm very excited to welcome to the program twice a month, and I'm always, always excited to encourage people to go and check out Project 21 Black Leadership Network at nationalcenter.org. And again, you can go to CG Contributors and go to just click on CG Contributors on the front page of ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and you'll see Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Click on there. You'll see their articles. You'll see individuals that are members of the organization and what they're doing, and then you can follow links from there to all the cool stuff that they are engaged in and the statements that they're making. And one statement they're making has to do with the Black National Anthem that's supposed to be part of the NFL's 2021 season, and I guess it starts tomorrow night. I can tell you, in my house, we won't be watching any NFL this year. I want to welcome to the program Martin Baker. Martin, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you for having me, Pastor Greg.
Well, so they've declared they're going to have this Black National Anthem. There's going to be apparently in the end zone, painted in the end zone, things like end racism, inspire change, I don't know, a lot of messaging that's about white shame and white guilt, it sounds like to me.
What it sounds like to me is for a league that is so bent on unity, they're attempting to use divisiveness on in doing so. I mean, to me, that turns it into the definition of insanity. You're doing something the same way every time, but always expecting a different outcome. The divisiveness will not unify anyone. If anything, they're going to find out probably by the end of the year, you're going to see, like you made reference, that you're not going to watch it in your house. You're going to see a decline in viewership on this, and not just from white families. I can guarantee you that.
Well, I would imagine. I mean, a lot of my, you know, black friends are saying we're done. I'm done with it. I'm done with the NFL. I'm done with the NBA. I'm done with professional sports. I don't have time to sit there and have this garbage spilled out. And I really am tired of them trying to indoctrinate my children. And so we're just not going to play it in our house.
What you have is you're seeing a lot of sports leagues. I was just before the show, I was having a discussion with my landlord, and we were having a discussion about sports. Is that when you go to a sports stadium or when you turn on a TV to watch a sport, you're not doing it for political commentary. You're not doing it for a discourse on the plight of America today. You're doing it to be entertained. It's like when you go to a movie or when you go to a theater performance or anything like that. You're not going to be indoctrinated. You're not going to be taught. You're going because of the fact that you put good money down to something that you said that you thought you would be entertained by, and then you go home and you go on with your life, good, bad, or indifferent. And the sports leagues now are attempting, for whatever reason, they feel like that this is their idea of reparations, but really, honestly, their honest agenda is just to try to increase viewership, increase people buying merchandise, people believing that this is a respectful and responsible organization that is absolutely committed to diversity. I mean, if the NFL really was, how many black owners are there of the 32 NFL franchises? None. You have less than half. Not even, we'll even go worse than that. At least three quarters of the teams either don't or never have had a black head coach. I believe, at last report, I believe there is one black general manager of an NFL franchise. So, really, how diverse are you? You have something, they so to speak, attempt to try to say that they're doing something by this rule, what they call the Rooney Rule, that every time that an executive-level position, whether it's head coach, general manager, team president, whatever, that they have to interview persons of color or a female for the position. Doesn't mean they have to give the position or that person doesn't get that position based upon merit, but the rules of the league state that they have to. But how's that worked out for them? It hasn't. It has not made it more diverse. It's only made it more divisive.
And I think the only reason to point that out, honestly, is just to show the hypocrisy of the messaging that they're throwing out there. The bottom line here is that when I go to watch in the past, go to watch, you know, sports. I mean, I grew up watching the Oakland Raiders. Look, you want to talk about, you know, a team that embraced persons and personalities that had nothing to do with skin color. Otis Sistrunk was one of our stars, okay? You know, I mean, we had Clarence Davis, Cliff Branch, okay.
Lester Hayes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Burgess Owen.
Jack Tatum. I mean, you know, George Atkinson. My point, folks, is this. I didn't care whether they were white, black, brown, yellow, or green. What I cared about were the Raiders winning? Were the guys that were on the field the best players available, and did they win? That's what I cared about. And I rooted for them, not because of the color of their skin, but because I was rooting for my team to win, and they were on my team, and we loved them because of that. I was a big Oakland A's fan. You know, we had Reggie Jackson, we had Campy Campanaris, we had Bill North. These were great ball players. We won three world championships when I was a kid, and we became good friends with Dick Green. I got to go to a bunch of World Series games as a 10, 11, and 12-year-old. That's crazy.
What we have right now is that is that people are forgetting the purpose of sports. It's not, again, sports is not there to raise your children. Sports is not there to give them a platform for social commentary. Sports, for me, as a child, and even now as an adult, sports for me as a child was an outlet for me to push myself, to learn how to be part of a team, to learn how to. Now, I was lousy. I will admit this. I was a great fielder, lousy hitter. Could not hit a curveball to save my life playing baseball. I was 5 foot nothing and 100-something pounds. So the NFL was never going to knock on my door. But I loved playing the sports because of the fact that it got me out there with my friends when I was a kid during the summer in between school years. We did that not because of the fact that we were trying to make some social message. We were bored. So we'd grab a bat, we'd grab some gloves, and we'd go to this little field not far from my house, and we'd play. And anybody could play. The white kids, the black kids, whomever showed up, they played. We didn't look at any preferential. We never separated, the black kids versus the white kids. We never did anything like that. You picked teams. And this is, it's sad that this is the sports that I loved as a child. The sports that I have paid money for merchandise. Mm-hmm. I have a closet full of NFL and college jerseys. And I spent my money getting those. But I didn't do that for social commentary again. I bought that because I was a fan of this player or that player. And you're going to suddenly see that. Because the league, which is for years and years, a lot of people don't know this, is that the NFL was tax exempt, which meant that they, as an organization, were not paying federal income tax. They were exempted from all of that. So for them to try to voice a social commentary would have been borderline illegal if somebody would have called them out on it. Would have been tantamount, and it's still the absolute hypocrisy. I say it again. You cannot promote diversity through division. You can't. Show me anywhere. But let's start with, show me in the Constitution where it does that. Show me in the Bible. Show me in the actual benchmarks of what we believe. Show me in the ground, in the foundations of your faith. Show me in your heart where a divisive spirit ever builds love, ever builds unity. You can't. But if you can, I'll sit and wait. I'll listen.
Well, and you know, I was thinking about, you know, some sports movies, right, that really inspired us. There was a guy out of back east. Let me see. He was a Cleveland Brown running back. The Ernie Davis story. Okay. You know, what an incredible inspiration Ernie Davis was, in the sense of he worked hard. Woodlawn. I just watched Woodlawn again the other night, right? Touchdown, Tony Nathan. Rudy is another great sports story. About a kid who just wouldn't give up. And sports was always about hard work, discipline, sportsmanship. There's no sportsmanship when you bring in racial division, Martin. There's just not.
It's not possible. It's not possible. That's not part of team building. That's not part of... If you want to show a team first attitude, you take your, I'm sorry to say this, to some degree, sports teams are like the military. And that's, I'm not saying that as I'm saying that they are superior to the military, because they're not. But what I'm saying is that not everybody can get onto a sports team. Mm-hmm. Not every person, neither you nor I, We will never sign a professional sports contract with the NFL, Major League Baseball, Hockey League, or whatever else. Mm-hmm. We never will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because I'm black or because you're white or whatever. It's because of the fact that we don't have those essential skills that they're looking for. I mean, I'm sorry, if they're looking for some old 50-something-year-old guy who's got an arthritic shoulder, okay, hey, sign me up. But I highly doubt that they think that that's going to be part of their winning culture or mentality. So don't think they'll be calling me. But you build that up, and you go with this mentality of we're going to go out onto that field, and we're going to try to win this game. We're going to try to win this match, whatever sport that you're in. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody can put themselves in that proper mindset.
Yeah.
And that's what used to be, again, we go back. That used to be what the basis of sports was. That used to be the basis of anything and everything that we were trying to do when you're teaching sports in PE or wherever else. But now what you have is somebody, be they white, who is covered with white guilt, or somebody black who's looking to gain some form of notoriety or financial gain out of it, all deciding one day that the NFL has to learn its lesson. This isn't enough that over 70% of the players are black, but now we got to teach them a lesson. Black people are going to walk away because the league is racist if you don't do this. If you don't play our anthem.
There you go.
And that's going to be the wrong thing. If we don't play the black national anthem, then that just definitely means that the NFL is racist. Are they suddenly going to start doing that and demand that of Major League Baseball? How about the NHL or the NBA? Well, you have even a higher percentage of black players. I don't see the NBA doing that yet. Well, they probably will if they see that the numbers and ratings hold firm with the NFL. So you'll see they're going to...
Go ahead. Finish that thought, and then we'll come back.
It's just a crazy thing that this is going to be a copycat template.
Well, and it's sad because, again, I believe that sports has always been something that unites us as cities, as communities behind a team, and now they're attempting to tear that away. Back with more after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And remember, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and click on CG Contributors, CG Contributors, and you'll be able to find Project 21, Black Leadership Network, and their latest articles that they have up. Martin, as we look at this situation, the NBA, the NFL, I mean, it's Major League Baseball has you know, embraced all of this as well. The wokeism. As we look at this scenario, Do you feel as though there is a point at which the dollars and cents are going to drive them to do something different? Or as we discussed in the green room, are they looking beyond America and they really don't care?
Oh, they absolutely are looking beyond the United States. They're looking at the 750 million people in India. They're looking at the over 1 billion people in China. The sports leagues are now, for lack of a phrase, they're diversifying. They're looking and saying that they plateaued in the United States. They plateaued. They know it's sort of like when you, I always use this as an example, is that Apple, for example, every year they put out a brand new iPhone, knowing that whether or not that it's an upgrade, they know that 3 million people at least are going to purchase that iPhone. The NFL and the other sports leagues know that regardless of what they do, whether it's a good product or bad product, they know that a certain percentage of Americans are going to go to stadiums. They know that the turnstiles are going to fill up. They know that a certain number of people are going to view it. And they're like, okay, we're cool with that. We can make money off of that. But now let's go outside the borders and let's see where we can make even more money, more of a viewership. And they're willing to exchange some of the control that they have here in this country to accede them to, say, the Chinese media, the Indian media, the Cuban media, whatever, in turn for getting, I'm sorry to say this, of 30 pieces of silver that they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really sad, folks. I hope that you continue, though, to send the message. And that is, and tell your friends, we don't support this kind of divisive commentary, this kind of divisive behavior. And certainly when they are funding enemies of our nation, and that's where their money's going. Back after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.